Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. How are you?
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What is one thing you advise for us to look for when we're looking for marriage?
If I were to give one advice,
yeah.
I would say don't make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings.
Okay.
Don't get too attached to the point that you are stuck. Either you're going to make a decision, permanent decision, to get into a long relationship because of the attachment you have towards that person, or you will go and you will put a lot of effort to disattach yourself emotionally from this person, and that comes with a lot of pain. So you're kind of in a position where if you would not to attach yourself emotionally, if you maintain healthy boundaries in pre-marriage period, then at this point, you will more likely to make the right decision. Why? Because no emotions involved at all. Because when emotions are high, logic is down. So you want to make sure that you make the most logical decision, because this is something great, a great deal that you're getting yourself into, marriage. It's a lifetime commitment. So you want to make sure that you're making the right decision, inshallah.
So how do you advise leaving emotions out of it?
By maintaining healthy boundaries. You make sure that you ask the right questions, you involve yourself in appropriate setting where you don't leave a room for the shaitan to get in and for emotions to get in. Because like I said, when emotions intervene, there are more likely chances to not make the right decision. So that's why, subhanAllah, it's actually asked by our Lord, وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْذَانِ, meaning what? Meaning you don't make friendship outside of marriage. Because when you make friendship outside of marriage, emotions will get attached, and therefore you will be, at some point you'll be blind of making the right decision. Why? Because you're so attached. And we see this all the time. People are stuck after marriage just because they made the wrong decision before marriage. And why they made the wrong decision is because they were fully attached to that person.
Okay, and then, so what's your stance on private messaging on social media? Private messaging on social media.
Again, it goes back to the appropriate communication that you need to have before marriage. Anything that you have with a person who you want to marry that you're shy from making it public, then know that there is something wrong going on. Know that, you know, there is more than what you should have at that point. So, for instance, if you're having conversations that you will be shy to post it online, or to, conversations that you will be shy showing it to your siblings or your parents. Why? Because it's just uncomfortable sharing this kind of intimate conversation. Know that this is not healthy for you. Why? Because now you are not maintaining these boundaries that we talk about. And as a result, these private conversations will get you emotionally attached to that person. And therefore, even though you see flaws in this person, either you will compromise these flaws, or you will convince yourself that eventually you will change that person after marriage. And this is the biggest lie. Nobody changes after marriage. So just know that if you were to commit to a person with these certain flaws, know that you will actually you will experience these flaws after marriage. Sometimes when you're fully attached to somebody before marriage, you will be delusional. You're not seeing the reality as it is. And after marriage, the reality will punch you in the face.